This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Eder Peralta, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Eder. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, take the name of a well-known artist. The first name can be divided to form two common words that are synonyms, and the last name can be anagrammed to form an antonym of those two words. Who's the artist and what are the words? And the answer is Diego Rivera. You can divide Diego into die and go, and rearrange the letters of Rivera to make arrive, which is the opposite.
We received more than 600 correct responses, and the winner is Aaron Jones from Cary, North Carolina. Congratulations, Aaron, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How did you figure this out?
Well, I started with a lot of bad guesses about the wrong artists, but when I eventually stumbled on Van Gogh, I thought that go was a likely candidate to be one of the two words in the first name. And then I thought of a bunch of the wrong first names, but eventually got to Diego and decided those were synonyms. And I don't know all that many artists, but luckily Diego Rivera came to mind.
All right. And when you're not playing the puzzle, what do you do?
I am a grad student in biostatistics, and I also play trivia, and I like watching sports and playing games and puzzles of all kinds.
So well prepared for this. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I sure hope so.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Aaron, well, I like the idea that you're into trivia, because lucky you, every year around this time, I do a year-end New Names in the News quiz. And here's how it works. I'll name some people and things you probably never heard of until 2021, but who sprang to prominence during the past 12 months. You tell me who or what they are. And this list was compiled with the help of Kathy Baker, who played a similar quiz in the past. Here's number one, Amanda Gorman. Who is Amanda Gorman?
She was the poet at Biden's inauguration.
Exactly, the youth poet laureate. Nice. Number two is Officer Eugene Goodman.
He was the Capitol Police officer who redirected January 6 rioters.
Exactly. Oh, I'm impressed. Glenn Youngkin
is the newly elected governor of Virginia.
Boom, you got it. All right, your next one is Francis Haugen. That's H-A-U-G-E-N. Francis with an E-S. Francis Haugen.
I certainly recognize the name. I might need a hint.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll give you a one-word hint. Facebook.
Oh, was she the whistleblower?
Exactly, the Facebook whistleblower. Your next one is Emma Raducanu. That's R-A-D-U-C-A-N-U. Emma Raducanu.
Is she a... Gosh, was she a tennis player?
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. I'll give you credit for that. Do you want to go on? What did she win?
She won one of the majors with U.S. Open.
You got it. She's the Whoa. British teen who won the U.S. Open Tennis Championship this year. All right, your next one is not a person. Ever given. That's two words. Ever given.
That was the freight ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal, right?
Causing a horrific backup. You got it, back in March. And your last one, Commander.
That is the very newly appointed White House dog, isn't it?
That's the Biden's new dog. Well, Aaron, I am so impressed.
That was amazing, Aaron. I mean, how do you feel?
I feel so stoked. That was so much fun. I'm just going to ride this thing for the holidays.
You did not miss a single one. And so for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Aaron, which member station do you listen to?
I am a sustainer of WUNC in Chapel Hill.
That's Aaron Jones from Cary, North Carolina. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, well, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Brent McKay of Flagstaff, Arizona. Name a famous singer, first and last names. Each name has two syllables. change the first vowel sound in the first name and the last vowel sound in the last name, and in each case, phonetically, you'll name part of the human body. Who's the singer? So again, famous singer, first and last names. Each name has two syllables. Change the first vowel sound in the first name and the last vowel sound in the last name, and in each case, phonetically, you'll name part of the human body. Who's the singer?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Ader.